Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for This Week in Fun is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. This Week in Fun.
This is This Week in Fun with Sarah Lane and Martin Sargent, episode 12 for April 6th, 2009. Touching the Queen.
This show is brought to you by listeners like you and your contributions. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks so much.
This Week in Fun.
Fun episode 12. I am Sarah Lane, of course, joined as always by the lovely, the talented, the insane Martin Sargent. Martin,
how you doing, Sarah?
I'm good.
Wow, it's great to be back up here in Petaluma at the TWiT Cottage. It's been 2 weeks that I've been away.
I know. Well, you've been here, but via Skype.
Via Skype, but it's just really good to be back up here.
I'm glad.
It's good. The wanderlust is gone. Good to be back up here.
I'm glad you feel that way, because I have to say, you know, last week
hasn't been the same.
We had the lovely Lisa Bettany, who was on the show, and she sat in your seat, and she did a
she sat in my seat.
You knew that.
I thought she sat in that seat.
You know that she
I don't want anyone ever sitting in my seat.
Well, I asked.
Larry King doesn't let anyone sit in his seat. I don't want anyone
so interested in the whole thing. Anyway, Lisa did a wonderful job, but I have to say I missed you the whole time, so I'm glad you're back where you belong. Don't do that to me again.
I wonder if we have any new viewers joining us now. If you're used to Leo's, this isn't about the defragging and the partitions and the kernel updates and all that.
No.
That other nonsense that Laporte talks about all week. No, this is about fun.
It's about fun.
This is the end of the week.
That's right.
This is getting ready for the weekend. We're drinking the wine.
We are.
They gave me a broken wine glass.
Well, that's because...
What are they trying to do to me?
No.
It's terrible.
Cut your lip.
We got a guest with us today.
Who's our guest, Martin?
We got a guest.
Who's this guest?
You know him. You may have never heard of him, but you definitely know his work. You know, of course, the Chuck Norris facts. Huge internet meme. Hilarious. You guys have all seen these. They end up in your inbox. People seek them out. They're hilarious. We have the guy who put these things together.
Say hi to everybody.
The inspector, everyone.
Yay!
That was a very flattering intro.
Was that all right?
Yeah,
did I do
great.
That right?
Yeah.
Let me just read a couple. Chuck Norris banged. Oh, that was good. Banged Christie Brinkley, and 9 months later, she gave birth to the Total Gym. That's the kind of great stuff
that you get from the mind of the inspector. It's an internet phenomenon. I remember trading little Chuck Norris facts back and forth with people and laughing, and I didn't know where they came from. I have you to thank, Ian.
Yeah, it's a phenomenon.
It is.
Yeah, I mean, so it started by accident, really. I mean, it started with the facts about Vin Diesel when that movie The Pacifier came out in 2005.
Because it was a terrible movie, right?
Yeah, and yeah,
that's the only fact about Vin Diesel I know. The Pacifier was a terrible movie.
Yeah, and people were just coming up with these one-liners about how ridiculous, you know, it was for Vin Diesel to be doing this, and it kind of turned into these facts. And so I was running a web hosting company then, and I had a spare domain, and I just loaded all of the ones that I found on this message board up and into like a random quote generator. Went to sleep. Next day, 20,000 hits.
Wow.
And you know,
that's a lot.
I was in high school, and like that was crazy.
That was a pretty big deal.
Did it get you dates? Did it get you a date to the prom?
Like, I got 20,000 hits on my server last night.
No, yeah, a lot of people ask me like if I've been able to like pick up girls with it, and now that I have like the book and now two books, it's a lot better to say like, yeah, I'm a published best-selling author.
Have you picked up one girl yet based on the success of the book?
I don't know if I can attribute directly to it. I've never walked up to a girl and been like, hey, I did the Chuck Norris facts. What are you doing later?
Well, you should.
You're crazy?
You certainly should.
I've used that line. They don't know who wrote it.
They don't care.
Well, I've been at the Web 2.0 Expo here for the past few days, and there really aren't that too many girls out there. It's a lot of
not a lot of.
Yeah.
There are a lot of lovely ladies out there, but I agree.
There are
conferences
few.
Aren't always.
Perhaps not
the
at the Web 2.0. Here is an actual fact about Vin Diesel.
What's
you
that?
May not have known. Huge Dungeons and Dragons player.
Yeah,
you know that.
I saw that he was on Conan. That, I think with that.
Yeah. So he and I have that in common.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
So, bottom line, it's a lot better to say you're an author than a dude who started a website.
The original Chuck Norris book was huge. It was a bestseller, I believe. It was definitely towards the top of the bestseller list. There was some. Can we talk a little bit about the controversy, or is that still?
Yeah, I think
Chuck Norris sued you.
Yeah,
Chuck Norris sued you. Why?
Chuck Norris doesn't have a sense of humor, it turns out.
Well, now we're getting into stuff that I can't. Okay. I shouldn't be commenting on.
Well, let me make
internet.
A comment.
Sure.
You single-handedly brought back Chuck Norris's career. It wasn't Conan on Walker, Texas Ranger. It was you. You know, talking about the Walker, Texas Ranger, and he should be thanking you. I mean, if it wasn't for you, he wouldn't have been stumping for Huckabee or any of that. Actually, if Huckabee had been president right now, we could blame you for all this. Actually,
yeah, I did an interview for I think. Some Canadian radio station back when Huckabee was running in the primary, and they're like, so you make this guy famous and then he endorses this candidate and he just won the Iowa caucus. What happens if he becomes president? Mm-hmm. And there's just, I just couldn't think of like, what am I going to say? And I was just like, that would be an interesting turn of events.
And the other crazy thing is like, he's blaming you for plagiarism. And then the Huckabee ad totally stole.
I wouldn't say plagiarism. I mean,
yeah. I'm sorry, not plagiarism. But then
stuff.
But the Huckabee ad totally kind of appropriated all your stuff, even sort of the look and feel of the ads,
interesting. Like the content. I mean, it's really hard to keep control over all this content.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's text. It's really easy to copy it, put it somewhere else, and say it's your own. Who's gonna follow up with
right.
that? And I always started this as a side project. Yeah. I don't own ChuckNorrisFacts.com. Chuck owns that.
Do you own that now?
Now he owns that. He didn't used to. But
and what's up there now?
I guess we can check it out. I mean, it's just kind of a listing of the facts. Facts in the loosest sense of the term.
Uh-huh.
But if you look at the content there and compare it to the content with my site, they got rid of anything that could possibly be construed as like dirty or
anything that mentioned
like
God or anything like that.
Probably not. No.
Yeah.
Can I just mention, this is truly chance that I opened the book. I let it fall open however it wanted to. And the first thing I read involved poop.
There you go.
Would you like to read it?
Like you to read it.
Mr. T once swallowed Corey Feldman and pooped out Corey Haim.
There you go. And we should say at this point, people might be confused why she's talking about Mr. T.
Why Mr. T?
This is the new book. This is the new book. This one recently came out. This is Chuck Norris versus Mr. T, the unauthorized parody.
Hold it up a little bit.
400 facts about the baddest dudes
in
the history of ever. Here it is right here. It's available now. I've been reading it. It's hilarious. Please go get your copy. This is one of those books you want to keep on the back of the bowl, and you'll be happy that you did.
It's
back
a fun time.
Yeah. You know,
it
seriously,
really
it's perfect.
This is the sort of book that, like, if I was, like, at a house party or something and it was in the bathroom, I might just sit in there for a while.
What's she doing in there?
Yeah, what does she do? She's on drugs.
I thought she gave that stuff up.
Yeah. She's she's sick or something. No, I'm reading Chuck Norris versus Mr. T.
Well, Ian,
we're thrilled to have you.
Loving to have you here.
Will
you sit in with the rest of the show? And, we're just going to wax philosophic about these various stories that we found about the internet, most of which have some tangential tech angle. And we'd love to maybe have you opine on some of these.
Chuck Norris knows Victoria's Secret.
That's awesome.
I love it.
So let's get into what we actually do on this show. Although I kind of like having, some guests come by.
It's
time to time.
I think we should. I think we should. We should always leave the door open. If you're a fabulous guest, you want to be on TWIF, let us know. Because you're going to have to follow in Ian's footsteps,
which is tough.
That's great.
We are not all published authors, Ian. But no, it's great to have you. So thanks for being here.
So this first story, this sort of warmed the cockles of my heart. It sort of justified my work existence over the past many years. This is a new study out of Australia, the University of Melbourne, that concludes that Facebook, YouTube, etc. at work actually makes better employees.
Uh-huh.
And all these companies spending all these millions of dollars trying to block these sites, they're just wasting their money because actually they should be promoting the use of these sites because, you know, just a little bit of downtime every now and again away from the spreadsheets makes your employees better. And this makes total sense. Come on.
You know, it does, except that I know that using all of these keeps me from actually doing work.
Oh, me too. See, I take it to... Like the study, this is like
this. I really do.
The sweet spot apparently is like 20%. If you like 20% of your time just doing like your product searches or your Amazons and stuff like that, your YouTubes. Well, but if you take it to the level that I've always, but again, it's kind of like, it was always like my vocation. This is always what I've done to be looking for these things.
We're at high levels of ADHD levels at this point.
Yes.
So we're.
I agree that you can
use Twitter as a tool, certainly. Facebook, of course. YouTube, sure. Collectively, not a lot of work getting done.
But can you imagine? And I wonder if there's people in the chat room who might be able, we can read some of their. Can you imagine working at a place where you have access to a computer in a cubicle and you're not allowed to do it?
And they shut off
you're not allowed to do it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's horrible.
It makes
that's
me
horrible.
Sick.
How? Oh, my gosh. How
it's
could
like
anyone,
being in preschool all over again.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Romper room.
How could they do that to people?
I don't know. I know that I wouldn't work at a place like that. I have friends who are just not allowed to use the internet.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a huge, like, new school, old school thing.
Right.
I mean, that's what it boils down to. I mean,
exactly.
If you have, like, an old boss who's like, internets, what's that?
And, yeah. And then, get off the damn computer box.
Yeah.
Wow. The computer box. Yeah, it's a warming of the heart kind of a story. I don't know how true. You know what I think it is? I think it all sort of ties into employees need breaks, right? Employees need to, you know, you need to get up and like go like get a glass of water and walk outside and get some vitamin D for 5 minutes, or you need to, you know, stretch or, you know, play on your exercise ball or
right,
whatever,
right.
Or, you know, maybe like troll YouTube for just a few minutes and kind of like do something different than work so that when you go back to work, you're focused again. I think that that's what they're talking about.
Right, I don't think they're advocating to spend hours on it at all.
Who complains about this kind of stuff the most, and I think they have an argument, are the non-smokers. Because the non-smokers will say, well, it's okay for the smokers to go out into the parking
lot every half hour, whenever,
how often, you know, how bad their awful addiction is, and puff on a cigarette.
But we can't take a five-minute break.
We can't go, you know, buy a book on Amazon. We can't go buy Chuck Norris versus Mr. T on Amazon.
Can you imagine if you were a non-smoker and you just kept walking outside, everyone would think you're a psycho. What are you doing out there?
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Yeah, why is that person just go every half hour he goes and he stands out in the parking lot?
How about
they would think you're nuts? But as long as
you claim you have an internet addiction that you have to you have to satiate, you know,
I bet there's at least one guy who's tried that.
Probably.
There's got to be.
there's definitely
one guy. In my case, it would be legitimate.
And mine as well. It's sickening. Actually,
one site I don't think I will ever get addicted to on the internet is this new one.
Yeah, tell us about the new site because it is
Omegle.com. Am I saying that right?
Omegle.com. Like Omegle.
Beagle. This is a new chat service that lets you chat with a perfect stranger.
That's right. Yeah. And so here, let's pull up the site right now.
I think we should go ahead and test it right
live
on the air.
Well, I do too, but I just want to, you know, so let's set this up. So Omegle is, it says, hey, just press start a chat and you're going to talk to a stranger. So whoever's jumping in at the same time as you, you guys will be hooked up. You don't know each other. You don't know where the other person lives and you can talk about anything. And it's totally anonymous unless you want to tell each other things about each other. Now I, just to preface this, just so everyone understands, we don't know who's going to be on the other line. We don't know. They might be very nice. They might be watching the show, which would be awesome. They might be inappropriate.
You should probably start the chat now or else we are going to get stuck with somebody, unless that's what we want.
Well, stuck with somebody.
Not stuck, but
all right.
It's not going
to Anyway, I just want everyone
test.
To know that...
Right. If you're offended by
stuff
easily...
If something terrible happens, I will close the window immediately.
Who knows what's going to happen,
Hiya. Okay, see, no, this is turning out well. Hey there. Whoops. Hey there.
Now say, what are you wearing?
No, I don't want to. What's going on? Let's just be comfortable, you know? Let's be friendly.
Well, let's be interesting, too.
Hello, the last person I talked to was a total nutter. OMG, me too.
So you can see how compelling this is.
Oh, yeah. It's really good fun. Now, Martin, you were mentioning that you had...
I had a wonderful chat with a 21-year-old Brazilian boy.
And how was his English?
It was fine.
Because Brazilian Portuguese is lovely.
It was fine. And, you know, we talked for hours and hours and hours. No, we didn't. He was like, you dude or dudette? I'm like, I'm a dude. Are you a dude? He's like, yeah, I'm a dude too. I'm like,
dude,
oh, okay.
Darn it.
Well... Oh, I was just testing this out. He's like, yeah, I was just testing this out too. I'm like, okay, see ya. That was the extent of our conversation.
I like how just across the top it says, talk to strangers.
So now
tell
the stranger that...
Where he is?
Say that thousands and thousands of people are watching this chat on a very, very popular internet television show.
Okay. Want to let you know... That you are, I'm obviously very drunk already. What? That you're on.
Are you? What is wrong with you?
I'm kind of nervous. That you're on live.twit.tv.
I'm not going to know what that is. Just say a TV show.
Okay. Well, it's not a TV show.
Well, he does.
A show. Let's be modern.
You're on the internet.
This Week in Fun. We're testing. Omegle. I'm from California.
Now he's like, He's like, so you mean we're not going to get to cyber?
Yeah. Age, sex, location.
All right. I think you've stumped him.
I just opened one and the guy left.
Okay, bye. And so I'll go ahead and disconnect. You can't see it, but it's under here. And that's the end of it. You really sure you want to disconnect? Yes.
How much do you think people got venture funding for this?
No.
No?
Well, I don't know for sure.
I hope not.
I don't know. You know, here's the problem is that Omegle scares me a little bit, because, okay, so first of all, when I heard about the other day from somebody on Twitter. Everybody was Twittering about it. And I talked to a couple folks. One guy, actually, his brother used to work at Dig, so we were sort of six people removed, and it was kind of neat. And then the next person said some terrible things to me, which I will not repeat here, but they were really bad.
Were they sort of like things that should remain in the boudoir?
No, they weren't even sexual. They were just like, he was a very bad person. He was angry. He was a kid. It was something you say the worst thing you can possible to somebody. I was afraid that was going to happen here, but... Omegle is like, there's such an anonymity thing that I worry that something terrible is going to happen and somebody will sue them and say that you put me in touch with this monster and I don't know. Someone's going to have mental problems.
I'm not worried about it.
You're not?
No.
Why not? I mean,
if somebody wants to get up and...
There have been things on the internet before, going back all the way to like Usenet where people would, say they're going to kill themselves and, nobody knows who these people are, if they're serious or not.
Yeah, but they keep finding people to blame.
The same thing could happen in a game of party poker where you can chat to people.
Yeah.
What's party poker?
Party poker.
Online poker?
Yeah.
Do you have a gambling addiction?
No. Partypoker.net, you can't play for money.
Oh, really? What do you play for?
Fun.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's no money.
Now, I was just having a conversation about this the other day with somebody who said, nobody really plays poker for fun. It's impossible to play poker just for fun. You have to play for money or it's not worth it.
Well, I strip when I play. I don't know if the other people at the table do, but so there are some stakes involved for me.
Right?
Yes.
I think when you're playing with other people in the same room, like you got to play for cash. But, online... So what? Like
sometimes
you want to kill some time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's a Facebook Black. So it's not. Well, no, they have Facebook Poker or Facebook Blackjack where you can see if your friends are on it too, and you can just play with them. It's not. Too bad.
I asked the guy who owns the bar where I hang out if I could start a poker night there. He's like, no.
Why not? Oh, because
he's like,
it's a bar.
We're already on a list. By the way, he might be watching.
Who?
My parents might be watching. He's Scott.
Oh yeah.
Scott, the owner.
Scott.
Hey,
really?
Scott. I doubt it. I'm sure that we lost.
Scott,
a long time.
If by any chance you're watching.
Lower the damn drink prices.
We'll see you later. Maybe.
They just raised the drink prices a quarter again.
Speaking of later, we should maybe grab a tasty beverage.
Okay.
All right.
I'm down.
Okay, good.
My parents might be watching too.
Gloria.
So my father might be watching and my alcoholic father as well.
Oh, he's not an alcoholic father. Oh, I can't say the same for your brother.
The guy at the bar, I mean.
Oh, right.
No, I'm just kidding. You are my father.
So anyway, Omegle, you know, try it if you want.
So Omegle, you know, kiss it or diss it.
Right.
We should do that with websites. Kiss it or diss it.
So like what? So the kiss is obviously like a lip sign, but what's the diss graphic? Like, is it a hand? You know, like.
It's like 404 error.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That's
what do you think, Ian? Kiss it or diss it?
I like the phrase. It's great.
No. What about Omegle? Do you kiss or diss Omegle?
Oh, for that?
Kiss it or diss it.
I think some interesting things can come out of it, but it's not useful.
So?
I'm going to diss it.
Hey, he's dissing. I'm going to diss it, too.
He 404'd us.
And I'm going to diss this whole discussion and ask that we move on to the next one, Sarah.
I love that. Thank you. So, Martin.
Yes.
Do you have GPS in your vehicle?
In my 84 Cadillac Eldorado? No, I don't.
Didn't you used to? You used to, though.
Yeah, I did. Everything got stolen out of it. It looks like this burned out apocalyptic car now. The whole thing's ripped out. But no, yes, I used to.
Well, it turns out, Martin, that GPS might not always be your best friend.
I love these stories. I love these stories about how technology goes bad.
Technology goes awry.
And people end up in stupid situations because of their reliance
on it. Up in the old Wisconsin, a snowy place, during the winter, a lovely woman was relying on GPS to get her somewhere. Unfortunately, GPS sent her onto a road that forked into a snowmobile trail. Several miles down the frozen path, she stopped and couldn't turn in. About a foot and a half of snow surrounding the car. She called 911. Deputy Keith Svoboda, Swedish guy maybe, Polish, said it took her a while to find her and much longer to get heavy equipment in. To free the vehicle, deputies dropped her at a motel for the night.
What an idiot.
That is a bummer.
I mean, however, it's not a road, you don't turn down it just because the lady says, turn left here.
But you know what? That's the thing is that GPS.
People do it.
I feel like I'm
it's like,
to
you ever
listen.
See there's that episode of The Office? That episode of The Office Dwight and Michael turned into a pond because the lady told them to turn into the pond. So they turned into the pond.
Well, that's a little much.
Well, those guys are crazy.
Those guys are wild.
Well, no, I mean, there are two things. First, I would imagine a snowmobile trail is a little bit smaller than a car trail.
I would imagine, too.
Yeah,
it's like,
and, you know, once you, first of all, why do GPS things even have snowmobile?
I don't know. Trails? Maybe the new ones do.
I mean, I guess it makes sense if you're
maybe
snowmobile.
Maybe snow but, machine you know. Trails.
Yeah.
Maybe this was Sarah Palin.
I don't know what it is. It's funny, though. I mean, she's fine. So it's funny.
Yeah.
Shit. Help, I'm on a snowmobile trail. The GPS told me to.
The GPS, doesn't the lady say, and the machine said to go left.
Doesn't say which GPS informational system she was using. Didn't use her name either. I'd like to know her name so I could call her out on this show. Stranger things have happened.
Perhaps
you know what?
We were just chatting with her in Omegle.
Probably. Some crazy person just talked to me. I have to say, now, listen here and listen good. I've got a new GPS nav. Well, that's not true. I just have a navigation DVD in my car. It's not actually GPS, but it does know, you know, kind of where I am. But it's nice to have it, but I think knowing where you're going is the solution to these problems. Gentlemen, if you know where you're going and you know how to read a map and you know north from south, you're probably not going to go down a snowmobile trail. I know a lot of people who live in San Francisco, which can be a difficult city to navigate around if you don't know where you're going, but very easy to learn that don't learn because they have GPS and don't think that
I have dated people, granted of questionable intelligence, who, if the GPS went down, they were lost. They were lost. I mean, literally, like, you know, at the house, like, how am I going to get to work? The GPS
now,
is
now, that's
down.
Not true.
Well, they would work in different places
all the
time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well, why can't you make a Google map? Like, you can't just step back to another iteration of some archaic technology like a Google map. I mean, what did you do before the Google map? You look at a regular map.
Yeah, exactly.
You could ask directions.
Sure.
I mean, people used to get by just fine.
They sure did.
I mean, it's an issue with too much reliance on the same technology. Like, I'm sure they're kids. I mean, sometimes I'm guilty of this too, but like, you know, rely too much on your calculator to do work instead of like actually.
I haven't used a calculator since I was in trigonometry. in college.
I do. I use a calculator every week when I calculate TweetBeat results.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I gotta crunch the numbers.
You know, actually, that's not true.
We're gonna play TweetBeat later. You know,
I use a calculator when I'm trying to resize, like, embed windows. Mm-hmm. You know how they'll... Because my blog, you can only go 500 width. Sometimes it's like 555, so I've got to like do a little calculating.
That kind of stuff I can do in my head.
That's kind of boring, but it's true. I do use a calculator. However, continue.
Oh, I was going to say. So, I mean, just like how people are sometimes overly dependent on, you know, their calculator. I mean, it's just the new version of that.
Yeah. Got to know how to think on your own 2 feet.
Yeah.
That's the moral of this story.
You got to know how to cook an omelet without a magic omelet maker. That's what I say, and we'll leave it at that.
That's
you know my opinion on the space program.
Well,
not a fan.
We may have.
I know that there's been all kinds of great inventions, such as Velcro, that came out of the space program. Although that may be apocryphal, I don't remember. This, though, sort of cuts to the heart of another one of my arguments that people who really want to go in space are screwy.
Okay.
I don't understand why anyone, especially these people who would spend a tremendous amount of money, like, say, $35 million, when that money could be spent, say, on research to cure a disease or, you know, feed children in Africa, et cetera, why that they're so selfish. Anyway, that's not. But here, these people are not even, they're not paying any, but they're not making anything either. So six people have embarked on a 105-day
simulated
trip to Mars.
That's the
simulated trip to Mars. They're volunteers. They're not getting paid to do it. A few Russians and a Frenchman, blah blah blah, German. They're sitting in this small little tube, apparently, for 105 days to test how humans deal with the psychological and physical effects of long periods in close quarters. That's kind of interesting, this part about the psychological implications of being in a very closed space with five other people for 105
that
days.
That sounds horrible.
Horrible.
I think it's a matter of time before it's a reality show on TV.
I love this.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the real world's been going on for like 14
I like the way you think,
but
that's a good idea.
But wait, no, on Fox Reality, isn't there a show where they like lock people in a room by themselves for... I think it's called like solitary.
It's called solitary confinement in prison.
Yeah, it's on MSNBC. It's called lockup.
Yeah. It's called lockup, New Mexico.
Somebody do a Google search for solitary on Fox or Fox Reality.
Sort of see how crazy people start going after.
I can't admit to having watched it, but I think what they do
sounds
is like they
terrible.
Yeah, it's like whoever can stay
you know,
the longest.
People are going crazy right now up at the International Space Station, kind of, because there's this big row up there. They're saying that the Russians have to use their own bathroom separate from the Americans. Like the Americans say, Russians, no, you can't use our toilet. And
why?
We're not going to use theirs. I don't know. Maybe the Russians.
Why?
Don't, you know, maybe they piddle on the seat or they leave the seat up or down or whatever
it's
they do
like
up
a,
there.
It's not like a.
I thought
like
they
a
didn't have seats.
They don't have seats. Everything gets sucked out anyway, you know?
That's weird.
Isn't that bizarre? So kinda. Here, this, you know, they should have conducted this.
Do you think they have
experiment.
Germs or cooties?
I don't
or
know what the
Russian
the,
sweats.
What's behind it? I mean, this Russian just drops nasty deuces up there. And like, is there still poo smell in space? Is there poo smell in a vacuum?
I think
probably.
So.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think the smell of poo will
persist throughout
will
the universe.
Prevail.
Yeah.
Correct. Here or beyond.
Oh,
I
by
liked-
the way, everyone drink.
Why? Oh, yeah.
Said poo.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's a house rule.
It's funny that you asked that, Ian, because this became a game in the chat room. We didn't even start it.
Sounds like something that can't
and
be
people started saying, they said, poo, let's drink. So now we just are, which is great. It's sort of a reverse rule.
Well, the idea behind this whole experiment is it's going to take at least 500 days with current technology to, or even the technology they think will exist in about 30 years when they expect that we're going to make our first mission to Mars, take about 500 days for our astronauts and cosmonauts with separate toilets, apparently, to get to Mars.
I applaud them. You know, it's not something I'd want to do, but I understand the need for research and simulation. It sounds awful.
They
though,
might be
awful.
Me.
Absolutely.
I don't want any
torture.
Part of it.
Torture.
I don't want to go up there. Would you want to go to space?
So should we?
Not
if anyone
now, no.
was
Maybe
planning
if
on asking
cool
us if we were coming to space, we're not.
There's nothing
not
cool
us.
Up there.
Not on TWIF. Got our feet on the ground here on this here show.
No By the way, this isn't even space exploration. This is like Earth. exploration.
Yeah, they're not leaving.
It's basically an arcade game.
This could be done in...
They might be up for an ignoble prize. Like
this is one of those things you put on your
head. In a warehouse
and
in Sacramento. This is no exploration. You don't off the I-5. Right there.
That's right.
What are you doing here?
Best of luck to you, six. Brave Mars explorers.
I think all these people are nuts. They're declining mentally. They're declining mentally.
Well, you know what? It's the social networks. The social networks have...
They're rotting their brain.
Well, they're making us need more, faster, immediate surge. And so they do things like this.
What, I joined Facebook and I want to go to Mars now?
Well,
no.
You've got no attention span. You need bigger, better.
I don't know the age of these people, but another new study says that mental decline starts in the late 20s. In the late 20s.
Good luck, Ian.
Yeah, Ian,
you're senile.
Ian, you're just a kid. You're still on the upswing, but I'm apparently declining. I think that this is self-evident, but now it's finally like somebody crunched the numbers and determined what the hell is wrong with me.
Well, you know, we've always suspected that we were doing heavy damage. Turns out,
And no, this is just a natural thing. This has nothing to do with the millions of brain cells I kill, you know, at a happy hour every night either.
We're just declining anyway in the late 20s. You know, it's funny because...
Late 20s.
Because the late 20s were some real good years.
I was doing real well.
Still think I'm 28.
That was my heyday.
28 was like, you were wise enough to be respected.
I was making
And you were
bank.
Young enough to be 28.
I had a big TV show.
You had the world your fingertips.
Girls on every appendage.
And guess what happened? Mentally, you declined.
Mentally, I declined.
And it's not your fault.
Everything's gone downhill.
It's not your fault, which is actually, I would think, probably, you know.
It's not my fault. I'm not going to blame myself. Exactly. It has nothing to do with my laziness or my lack of drive or anything. It's the mental decline that is just a part of being human. It's the human condition. It is not me.
That's right.
I'm blameless.
Ian, you've got a good, what are you, 21?
Yep.
So you got about 7-8 years of upswing.
And then I'll move
until
to
you're
Florida
over the hill.
And hang out with
move
my grandparents.
Move to Boca and just relax because it's only going to go downhill.
Crazy.
Lovely.
When you get to 37, that's when dips in memory start to become apparent. No, I'm not 37 and they are already very apparent.
Do you know that I have a problem? I now know the word because I've forgotten it so many times. I've actually remembered it again. The word predictable, I forget. And I'll ask people, I'll go, you know, when someone always does something and you know they're going to and then they do it again, they are, and people go, predictable? And I go, yes, predictable. That's the word. And it's like, I mean, it's basically
I take
the
ginkgo biloba for my memory, but I keep forgetting to take it.
Oh, what? That's irony. Somebody call Alanis.
Sounds like something my grandma says.
Who taught you that? Your grandma? Up in Rochester?
My grandma's dead.
Well, when you were a child, she might have told you a ginkgo joke.
No.
I doubt your grandma was taking
ginkgo
biloba.
There are no ginkgo jokes.
Well, all right. Should be.
Why'd the ginkgo cross the road?
To remember where he was.
He didn't have any memory of where he came from.
He doesn't know. Why should we?
He was out wandering.
How should we know?
Where's the ginkgo's out wandering again?
Somebody, Septon in our chat room, I just want to point this out, says, "Hoo boy, this is going south."
Yeah. You don't like it? Go find another
bottle of Sancerre.
You don't like it? Go to Omegle and start chatting over
there.
That's
right. You're here for fun.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Have some.
Yeah.
So Martin,
you're a vegetarian.
That's correct. Listen, speaking of that, that was a good segue.
I had a segue.
Speaking of vegetarians, you know, it's funny. I was telling you earlier that I had seen a new acupuncturist last Tuesday, this past Tuesday, and he was lovely. But he said something very strange to me. He stuck me with the needles. We did like electric pulses in my ear. It was very new agey and fun. And when it was all over, he says, "Now you're a vegetarian, but you eat fish." And I said, "Yes." And he goes, "But you want to eat lamb?" And I said, "No, no. And he goes, no, I think you want to eat lamb.
Huh.
You know, it's for your, you know, your blood and sort of all the various ailments that you have. Just having a little lamb, not like a, you know, like a rack of lamb, but like a some, maybe a dish with a little lamb in it can actually help you.
Just a lamb
chop.
It's a
red meat. It's got certain vitamins. And I just kind of looked at him like, I don't think I can do that. I'm a vegetarian. I can't do that. However, I thought about it for a half second.
The lamb of God.
Well, you know, there's a lot of Greek food that has lamb that I'm
delicious.
Not, that I don't eat. And so I, you know, I thought about it for a second. Anyway, vegetarianism apparently has a dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Has what does Molly think about this? She's more of a vegetarian than I am.
She thought it was craziness.
Well, it is.
Do you think this is crazy?
Well, tell the people at home what we're talking about.
There's a
about.
New study. Journal of American Dietetic Association came out with a new study. They say that twice as many teens and nearly double the number of young adults who had been vegetarians reported having used unhealthy means to control their weight.
Yeah.
Basically, right. You know, they're
basically,
doing the binging and the purging and they're not eating
meat,
and
you have an eating
the starving. That's exactly what I've been saying for years.
That's what you've been saying?
Yes.
What are you crazy?
You eat all
I mean,
that.
I can believe that.
You eat all that lettuce and those twigs and the broccoli.
Do you have any idea how much bread I put away on any given day?
Then you stuff the laxatives up and get rid of them.
The carbs are what's making us fat, people. Everyone knows that. All I eat is carbs. That's why I'm portly, where I used to be.
You're a little paunch.
I'm paunchy. I'm freaking old. I'm senile and I'm fat. Okay? Is that what you wanted? Are you happy?
So you don't buy this at all?
No, not at all.
You don't think that vegetarians are more prone to
disordered
eating?
I once knew a
eating.
Vegan. Of course, vegan is, you know, no dairy, eggs, the whole thing. And she was huge.
You know what I like are the junk food vegans. The people that
all they eat is crap all day?
Meat. That's all they eat is like, you know, Doritos, Cheetos.
All day.
All that kind of stuff. It's usually the hippies. It's usually the hippies, you know.
No, they don't. They're eating organic apples and Brussels sprouts.
No, I'm talking about the junk
parsnips.
Food hippies. Like the guys like... do a bunch of bong loads and then, like, you know, eat a whole bag of Funyuns, but they won't eat
I don't like Funyuns.
An Eero.
Well, you know, you can have a good veggie Eero.
Not as good as a meat one.
Well, that's what you guys think. That's what you guys think. Anyway, no, I think this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You know, people who have eating disorders abuse food. That's the way it goes. It really has nothing to do with meat.
Okay.
Period.
That's your take.
Do you
on
have?
It.
You, I mean, is anyone going to argue with me here?
I mean, I can believe the article. I mean, you know, for the most part, you know, animals for millions of years eat other animals.
Right.
That's the deal. So
yeah.
You know, there's a decent chance that some people somewhere, you know, some people like you probably, you know, have irrational thinking or not irrational, rational thinking.
Right. Right.
And you know,
thank you.
Choose to be vegetarian. My mom is vegetarian, and then
okay.
You know,
some
I'm
of
sure
my best friends are vegetarian.
And she's
and,
nuts.
I don't want to say that on air, but no, she's great. But
I
you know, I'm sure there's just as many people who, you know, go down another path and end up being vegetarian.
Right. Yeah. I just think it's, you know, you can get, you can, I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm thinking of eating disorder as somebody who wants to be skinny. And there's a lot of different kinds of eating disorders, but I don't think, that not eating meat is going to help you out. Believe me, it won't. Hear it now, kids. Going vegetarian won't help you lose weight unless you were like eating, you know, 4 Big McBurgers a day or whatever they call them now.
I have a question, but I don't know if I can say it on this show.
Why? Does it have to do with poo? You can say it.
No.
Does it have to do with... I think you already did.
Did you hear me?
I don't know.
Did you hear me say that? Did I say that? Did vegan girls swallow?
You said it. Yeah. It's out there.
I don't know. I want someone to answer this question.
That is a very good question. You know, I want to laugh, but when I think about it, this is animal protein, correct? We all agree on that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would think that probably a hardcore vegan girl would not, or boy. They both swallow.
Hadn't thought about it that way. Yes, you're right.
I don't know. Chat room?
Chat room's talking about totally different stuff in here.
You know, chat room is just like, they kind of tune us out when we get
I think that I need to get my mouth washed out with soap.
You do?
And for saying that, and I think that I have the perfect thing here. And this is not just
hey.
For my filthy mouth. This is for all of you. And I know there's some of you out there, the filthy, smelly gamers.
Oh,
and
the
this
gamers,
is perhaps,
the unwashed.
You know, there's some.
Yeah.
There's some guys out there that just sit on the couch all day and they play their games and they don't shower and they sweat.
Right.
And they stink. And here is finally, here is finally a new invention. A new invention that could get them to spruce up.
What's the invention?
It's the soap for filthy gamers. Pull it up.
Soap for filthy gamers.
There it is.
Look at that.
Isn't that fun?
Now, is that glycerin? It looks like glycerin because you can always see through the glycerin soap, and it's very good for sensitive skin. I'm just going to say that right now. You guys don't know, do you?
Well, the more you know.
Available from Etsy. Etsy has the best stuff.
Etsy is
as
a
you
really
can see,
cool site.
It's a carbon copy, or a glycerin copy, as it were.
Now, what is that, A? What controller is what game system is that?
I don't
that?
Know. Ian?
Is that your PS2?
Ian, help us.
Are we allowed to mention brand names?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Well, so I guess tops PlayStation, bottom Xbox 360.
Aha!
See? I didn't...
You know what? I wouldn't even have really noticed they were different.
You said carbon copy.
Oh, enough.
You did.
I did.
They're totally different.
I'm an old woman. I'm sorry. No, I couldn't think of anything better. That's what I said. I love it. I think that this is the perfect Valentine, or holiday gift for the gamer in your life who needs a little push into the shower.
Mm-hmm.
You know, give them something that they know, that they
you
like.
You can really clean in a lot of good crevices with that thing too.
Oh yeah.
Look at that.
Wow. You right into the, you know, sort of the crackular areas.
Yeah.
You know,
you get deep.
Yeah.
Deep.
I feel like it's a good gesture for, you know, because it's awkward. You know, if you have a friend, you know, that friend.
Oh,
it's
the worst conversation.
But would it be one of those things, you know, you get somebody a nice piece of soap and it just sits. You know, everyone's like, you know, your mom or something like that. She gets this like soap basket and it just, no one ever uses the soap. It's going to be there.
In fact, she gets mad at you
for the rest of life.
Like,
if you ever
touch the soap,
use
don't touch
soap.
Like the little towel.
Exactly.
Those towels
like,
are for display.
What's the matter with you? You use it like, it's soap. Mom, I didn't know.
I just got a bar of caffeinated soap from ThinkGeek.
Uh-huh. So does that, like, the caffeine seep into your skin? Is that the idea?
That's the idea.
It's supposed to help
I don't,
you.
Yeah, I don't know how
that's
much
what
it,
Irish Spring
it actually
for.
Does.
You know, the problem with this soap is I can just see someone getting this for, you know, it's Christmas present or something. And you give it to them and they're like, oh, this is so awesome. It's so great. I'll just put it here.
Mm-hmm.
And like, how do you tell them? Like, I kind of want you to use it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's not so much a novelty gift.
No,
it's actually
what you
really
do is like after
one.
You do it, like you put it in the bathroom, in the shower and like get it all wet.
Or just like, throw away all their other soap.
Yeah. They don't have other soap. That's the whole problem. Yeah,
that's the whole problem. They're using too much Axe spray and not enough soap. I hate the smell of that Axe spray.
I use Axe.
You do not.
The Axe
really?
Effect.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you
the
for
Axe
a second.
Effect is great if you're like 14.
Right.
It's great if you're 33.
It's the new, you know, Adidas cologne. Remember that? We all used to wear like, well, we, meaning boys
no.
that I used to like. When I was
How about Drakkar Noir?
Same thing. Drakkar, Adidas,
Polo.
Aspen was a big one at Long's Drugs.
I use P. Diddy's new fragrance.
Then we all went to like Obsession. Calvin Klein was real big for a while. I used to wear shirts that said Calvin Klein on them. Nothing
I wore
else.
White
Can you
linen.
Imagine that? What a joke. You wore what?
Happiness.
From Estee Lauder?
Yeah.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow's the spokesperson for that. No wonder. It just explains a lot.
I got another good visual gag here.
Bring it on, partner.
The ski jump toilet.
What's this?
Pull this up.
Okay.
Pull this up. This
All
one's
right.
great.
Here
this
we are.
This has got to be the most exhilarating.
So what are we looking
place
at here?
To poo.
It looks like it looks
Look
like
at that.
It looks like a toilet. So this is it's a simulated ski jump. You're just sitting
yeah.
in a room. Is it like an octagon room or the walls?
Yeah, so you're just sitting there and it feels
oh,
like
no.
you're at the top
see,
of
look,
a ski jump.
If you can look, see up here, it actually comes up the, it's actually a square room. It just comes up the walls
yep.
if it's sort of like a
It's like playing
wraparound
Nintendo
type of
Wii
thing.
On the toilet.
But what are the, look at the, here, let me zoom in a little bit. Look at the control. What are the controls?
Well, that's a Japanese toilet.
But what are the controls?
The Japanese toilets always have all these weird controls.
Like what? Oh, like flush?
Like,
what do you do besides flush?
Like heat my seat more.
Oh.
Flush.
Take your blood pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Test my urine for vibrate. Dread diseases. Oh, it's amazing, the toilets over there. Amazing.
So, you know, and then I kind of like how they have like, see, look,
like
there's
a bidet
person.
Thing, like spray up.
Oh, are the Japanese bidet and toilet all in one? Because I've never seen that.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, that's nice.
Well, we were talking about this on the way in. Have you heard of or seen the clips on YouTube with the Japanese game shows with the like the toilet pranks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah. It's I don't know how they get away with it, but
so there is one that you were telling me about.
Yeah. Just Google
on a ski or jump or something.
Yeah. Go to if you go to YouTube and just put in Japanese toilet prank. Weird phrase,
so somebody's in like a porta potty in Japan and they're doing their thing and then they end up
just like the
they end up going down a ski jump on the toilet. How do they get away with that?
It's not a ski jump, they just like let them go down a mountain.
Okay. But like in this country that would never fly.
No,
we're so litigious and everything.
That's certainly not. I admire the attention to detail. I will say that. I mean, this is a neat...
I thought it was fun.
A neat little thing. You know, can you imagine... Let's just imagine, if you will, that you're, you know, a teenager and, you know, you may be having your first dance party or something. And your parents have put together this really nifty ski jump bathroom out by the pool house.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that you're pretty cool at that point,
that would
point,
be a
aren't
sweet
you?
16.
That, sure. That would be a sweet... Well, not that they give you that for a gift. Just that they have one. All the people would want to come over.
The bounce house that I got at my 16th.
I wonder if that will ever be a thing. You know, people will run out of gift ideas and they'll end up decorating bathrooms for their children. Look, honey, it's an Xbox toilet with a controller made of soap. You can just wipe afterwards. I like it.
What?
I like it. What else you got?
Talking about my friend down in Brazil that I met on Omegle. This is a great story.
Are you going to go visit him?
I think so. We really hit it off. We talked for hours and hours and hours.
That's so sweet.
One of the things he brought to my attention was that down in Brazil, there are pigeons flying cell phone parts into Brazilian prisons. This is genius. So the people in the prison, they need a cell phone. They raise the pigeons in there, like the carrier pigeons. And they have the pigeons go out, and then they bring back piece by piece all of the parts required to assemble a cell phone.
So that
and
they
then
can
they make
the
call. So they can make the call and order the hit. And that's what
I'm trying to
do.
Come up with a more bars and more places joke. But
can you hear me now from Solitary?
The pigeons fly in that guy, that Verizon guy.
I wish somebody would put that guy in solitary. I'm sick of him.
Yeah,
how much
me too.
Money is that?
I've had
he doesn't
enough.
Say anything anymore.
I've had
now it's just he's just
no.
Like,
we're not
he's got to be
there's
so wealthy.
It's true.
So wealthy.
He's going to be doing that
from
for
the
life.
Associated Press. So this is in Sao Paulo, and I have to say, you know how we were talking last week about fascination with prisons, mine specifically. I love the ingenious ways that they figure out how to keep getting what they want.
Yeah.
Now it's pigeons.
I mean, if you got nothing to do all day but sit in your cell, you come up. I mean,
you're like
Kevin Rose in there.
Save the world.
You're like being all entrepreneurial and everything like that. Like, okay, I have a toilet. What can I do with it? Okay, I'm going to make wine. And they do it.
And they
make wine out of the toilet.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. This is a crazy, crazy time. I would like to have a pet pigeon that would do neat things for me.
Build a cell phone.
My dad used to raise carrier pigeons.
Really?
Yes.
And it worked? Yeah. I mean, they'd go off and then they'd come back.
He, in many ways, is like Bert from Bert and Ernie.
The eyebrows, for one.
The eyebrows, for one. That's for sure.
Pigeons, also.
Pigeons.
Bert-like.
And his younger brother is a little bit like Uncle Don, actually.
I love it. Pigeons get a bad rap. People, you know, people say, oh, they're flying rats. I like pigeons always.
Well, these are carrier pigeons. This is a higher class of bird.
Well, they're all pigeons, though.
Wait, I thought bats were flying rats.
Well, I don't know. I guess they say that about bats, too. Bats are a little different. I know people in San Francisco say pigeons are
You're talking
rats
about more
wings.
Like from an evolutionary biology
I mean, like,
sort of
take
stance.
Take a look at the picture of a bat.
I mean, but that's...
Same people
that's
are saying right, pigeons yeah, yeah. are dirty like rats. Oh, yeah, they just happen sure. to fly around. Yeah. I don't blame the pigeons. I blame... They're eating our garbage.
I blame society.
I blame the economy.
Yes.
First of all.
I blame...
I blame Clinton.
The Bush administration for the pigeons.
Wasn't Look at the for, mess they left
for,
us with.
If it wasn't for W, we would not have our pigeon problem.
That's right. I watched W the other night. Not that interesting.
Really?
I didn't like it. Have you seen the...
No. Did you guys see the HBO special with Will Ferrell as like...
No, is that good?
Like Bush's last night.
I canceled my
It's like
HBO.
Him talking to himself.
Bush. Yeah, no,
is it good?
I didn't see it.
I saw previews.
He's doing this like on Broadway, right? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, I think
thing?
It's a one-man show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I got something more interesting.
You know what it is? I thought about him for 8 years. I don't want to think about him anymore.
I thought...
You know, it's the end of an era. We've moved on. Let's move on. Ugh. Like him, hate him, we're done with him.
Hate him.
Done with him. Done with Bush. No more Bush. Bush League.
Did you read about this? And I was reminded of this because of Bush
this?
Choking on that peanut?
Mm. Pretzel.
Remember the pretzel? Well, some guy in China has one-upped him. Some guy in China has one-upped him. This guy swallowed a pair of scissors.
Was it like swallowed an S&M thing?
No. He was using the scissors as a toothpick to like pick some General Chow's chicken or whatever it is out of his teeth.
We even have
His friend tells a joke. Must have been one heck of a joke. It's probably about why did the ginkgo cross the road kind of funny. And this guy swallows the scissors. Like, he laughs and he swallows the scissors.
Holy
He
crud.
Swallows the scissors.
Oh, my God. Does that...
They're stuck in his throat.
At least they went down the, like, probably the nicest way possible.
Probably. Could have been worse.
What do you do, though, at that point?
Well, you go to the emergency room.
How does it even get that way?
I know, really.
Like, are you using, like, the handle to, like...
Yeah, right. It's almost like, you know, his friend made a joke. He fell out of his chair. Somebody bumped him. And, you know, the ground was covered in olive oil. Or something.
I'd really like to know.
And
that
that's
joke.
How the scissors got in his neck.
Speaking of which, I just watched a whole bunch of videos last night on YouTube of like the trick where you put butter on the floor and your friends slip on it. It's hilarious. I was rolling.
That's really a thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how much time. I know we started off really late. Do we want to talk about the 10 best and worst phobias? Or do we want to just get right into TweetBeat? I think maybe we just go right to TweetBeat.
You know, I agree. Yeah. I, as much as I want to talk phobias, they're not going to go quickly.
No.
So I think we'll probably just do a little...
Let's do a little TweetBeat.
That's not the right song.
That's not
Crap. One day. All right. Shut up, everybody.
So rude.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for TweetBeat. I said it's time for TweetBeat.
All right, everyone, it's time for us to play the hit game. The whole internet is buzzing about TweetBeat. Ian, I'm going to explain to you and everyone at home how we play the game. I'm going to give you two topics that people on Twitter might be nattering on about. You need to tell me which of those topics they're talking about more incessantly over the past 24 hours. For example, if I said, which has a louder TweetBeat, Nintendo Wii or Sarkozy, you might say...
Sarkozy,
of course, because over at the G20, and in fact, you'd be right. 2,662 people have tweeted about Sarkozy over the past 24 hours, whereas 927 people have tweeted about the Nintendo Wii. So that has a louder TweetBeat. Okay, do we understand the rules?
Yes, Martin, I believe we do.
Let's play TweetBeat. You guys can tag team on this.
Okay,
you guys can be a team.
So
do we
have to, like, agree? Well, we'll just
You guys
got to
talk
it out.
What are we going to play for? What are we going to play for?
Well,
we already decided. We already
have drinks. Ian is really nursing.
Let's play for more drinks.
No one's counting.
I've got like a Starbucks card in my bag.
That is like gold. Starbucks card. How much money
that's
is that?
So lame.
Was it like five bucks?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's no, a good we're gonna, one. It's a
know,
good one. But
I like
we're big
coffee.
Kids
I like
here.
Drinks better. Yeah, let's yeah. play for drinks,
let's
okay?
Let's play for drinks. All right.
I don't know.
Chat room?
It's been real. I've been really stumping you the past few weeks. I know.
Stop
I've been
it.
I've been trying
stop
to make
it, right
it
now.
More difficult. Well, I don't know.
I lost 1 week of 11.
Yeah, but it's been really close. And I don't know if this is
10 for 11.
If you're going to get these or not. Okay. It's going to be close. All here right. is
All right.
your first challenge.
Okay.
Food stamps or cramps?
Ooh.
Which has a louder
Ooh.
Tweet beat?
You know, we talk this out. Now, Ian, they just raised to about $80 a month the right. amount that some families get for food stamps. So that's a pretty big story, although yeah. women get cramps every month. So that's right. always going to be something that people are nattering about on Twitter.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's always going to be like some constant amount
right.
over time.
Right.
So I guess
women complain about that a lot.
But in the past day.
Oh, boy, do they.
Yeah.
In the past day, though.
In the past day.
There's always people having cramps.
Depends on their cycle.
Not every woman, Ian. Let me explain to you. Like,
no,
at
we
the
don't.
End of the month.
Yeah.
right. We are at April 1st. So yeah.
So they were having cramps about 2 weeks ago. So, no, that's out.
That's a tough one. I feel like because of the news... That maybe
I'll have to fall back. I'd say the news, and also I don't know what the male female ratio is on Twitter.
I don't know. I would say it's probably a 50-50 kind of a thing, or darn near. I know a lot of guys on Twitter as much as women. It's not a female kind of a thing, and the guys could be complaining that the girlfriend has cramps
mm-hmm.
and they can't get any.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Or it could be cramps like. I
ate bad seafood.
I didn't wait until a half hour after going in the pool and I got cramps.
So swimming cramps, the old swimming cramps. It mm-hmm. is springtime after all, and
That's
people
right.
are getting
people
into the ocean again.
To take the cover off.
The old sharky Pacific. I'm going with food stamps.
I'm
going
to say food stamps.
All right. Food stamps it is. Across the board. Martin?
Judges, you are correct.
Yay!
Not, however, because of the story that you referenced,
really?
Another story came out saying that now 1 in 10 Americans are receiving food stamps in this terrible economy of ours.
Economy.
So 274 people tweeted about food stamps, whereas 266 people, it's very close,
oh, that's really
tweeted
close.
About cramps.
Oh, please, missed. Someone said, she said it's April 1st. The show isn't live. The show is live. It's April 2nd. Calm down.
Okay, here is your second challenge.
All right, Martin, I feel that we're ready.
Playing guitar or dig toolbar?
Oh, this is stupid.
Playing guitar or dig toolbar?
So obviously, Ian, dig toolbar, huge news.
Yeah.
Playing guitar, not that it's exciting. However, that. He knows that we're going to assume that, and he likes to play these games where he wants to use reverse psychology so that we'll guess dig toolbar, maybe not knowing about some sort of a story involving playing guitar, and he will win.
Perhaps.
We don't want him to do this.
Has anything really big in the guitar world taken off? I know Beatles are coming to Rock Band, but I don't.
Uh-huh,
that was a couple weeks
uh-huh.
ago.
But you think like in the 140 characters.
Somebody could say I'm playing Guitar Hero and that would still come up.
Yeah, but.
See how you're trying to lead me? I don't like that.
Yeah, no, I
don't
I feel
like that
dig toolbar is going to be huge. I mean, the check it out, like, you know, first time you see it, you're going to go to Twitter and be like, hey, dig toolbar.
Exactly. I didn't do that.
Exactly. Well, it's because you don't know tech.
I don't want to promote any Kevin Rose projects.
Oh, you and Leo both. Wow. You guys are a couple of,
woo!
A couple of, I don't know, men. Dig toolbar or playing guitar. I mean, I guess, well, of all the college students, you know, everybody's, they all learn, what's that one song everybody learns?
Oh,
The Rose?
No, it's dun 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 dun.
I was gonna say Smoke on the Water.
House of the Rising Sun. That's like a really popular song that you learn on the guitar, and once you learn it, you feel really good about yourself. So maybe that playing guitar. I don't know. Shoot. I'm gonna go with dig. I just gotta go with my gut on this one, Martin.
Judges. You are incorrect.
I hate you so
really?
Much.
You are incorrect. Playing guitar was tweeted 351 times. Dig toolbar, 203.
Kevin Rose just lost $4 million.
Uh-huh.
Wait, is this out of everybody who's tweeting in the last
everyone, before. No matter where they tweet, on what device.
So wait, how many did
203.
So out of all the Twitter users, only
when did the dig toolbar come out?
Or yesterday?
Yeah.
I guess.
No, actually, it was Tuesday.
It was a Tuesday, exactly.
So from Tuesday to Wednesday, lots of stuff.
Yeah, remember this over the past
this
24
is Friday.
Hours.
Yeah.
Past 24 hours.
Bull poo.
Okay.
I always keep
that in mind.
Yeah.
Always
it's a good
keep
point.
That in mind.
Good point.
Okay, you're one out of two.
Weird.
This one is for all the drinks. All
right.
And your final challenge is.
Come on, chat room. Help us out.
Going green or touched the queen?
Oh, touched the queen.
Going green.
Well, touched the queen was all over CNN.
Or touched the queen.
So just so we explain what we're talking about, Michelle Obama. Touch the back of the queen's back. Queen touched her back too, to be fair. It's not like she grabbed the woman or anything.
It's actually not such a big deal because Americans are not a subject of the queen. If it was an Australian or something like that,
correct.
Or a Canadian.
And two Australian presidents have done that and gotten
a
flag.
Yeah, I call them the Lizard of Oz.
However, it is something that you would figure that the Obamas would have been briefed on.
I could see Michelle being
sure.
Like,
clearly the queen wasn't upset about it. She was like happy to hang out with. Who doesn't like Michelle Obama? She has these beautiful arms and... You know,
that's the reason
great
to hang
clothes.
Out with somebody. Great arms.
Well, she does. I'm sorry. You know, I'm sort of preoccupied with arms these days. So, touch the queen, or what's the other one?
Going green. Did anything green happen in the last day?
I mean, people say going green a lot, but it's become this cliche thing. I can't imagine that many people saying going green. But Martin knows that I read a lot of news.
We're talking about like just a couple hundred people.
That's right. We were talking about the last day. All right. Now, let me think about this now, because touching the queen...
I got to put a time limit on this.
Oh, shut up.
So, touching the queen, so I guess that happened in
queen,
London, and
yes,
that's in a different time zone.
Within the last 24
so
hours.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when it happened. It matters when people were talking about it.
Talking about it.
Oh, well, shoot. By the way, chat room, you're useless to me right now. They're talking about... I don't even know what they're talking about. I don't know. What do you think, Ian?
I was watching a bit of CNN last night, and like they were talking for like a half an hour about who touched who first.
Right.
And like they had like consultants and people who work for
the
queen.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's
and
what
it went
CNN
on. Yeah, but I feel like, you know, if you have something like that, then somebody might, like, Twitter's like, who cares about this?
Like, who's going green right now? I got to say touch the queen.
I feel like that's a bigger issue.
All right.
In the past 24 hours.
It better be, or we're buying Martin drinks, and then it's going to get ugly. Martin, touch the queen.
Judges, you are incorrect!
Really?
Going green was tweeted 225 times. Touch the queen, only 150.
Who is talking about going green?
225 people over the past 24 hours on Twitter. That's who.
Self-proclaimed
social media experts. Now, also got to think about, you got the time shift element. You know, how many different ways are there to say that Michelle Obama touched the queen? We're looking for exact.
Queen's back?
You know. I mean, touch the queen was in most, the most, I think, normal.
She touched her spiritually.
So we were looking for tweets that involved the phrase "touch the queen."
It has
to be the exact
phrase. Exact.
I searched
it.
Has to be
the exact
phrase.
Maybe
I didn't explain it.
Yeah. No, you did. Ian's just trying to get off.
Well, I'm sorry, but
I look
like
you
lost.
Yeah. Well.
So
I'm 10 of 12. That's not bad.
We haven't even. No, you're not.
Yes, I am. You know,
we didn't do this game until like the first. You know what? I might. This has been a really good tweet beat, but I was thinking of retiring tweet beat for a while. And coming back next week with a whole new game, maybe.
That might be kind of...
A whole new game. I mean, we're not going to get rid of TweetBeat, but I was thinking of mixing it up and trying to come up. If I have time, I might devise some new games.
Should we ask... we'll see. The chat room is already not happy about this.
All right.
Because everyone likes TweetBeat.
They like TweetBeat.
It's an easy game. It's fun to play.
Still working.
Has somebody ever made it into like a web app?
No.
No.
I feel like some people
waste
a lot of time on that.
It would be nice, though. Yeah, TweetBeat is... I love TweetBeat, even though I'm...
keep playing TweetBeat, then, if everyone else wants to. It's your show. It's your show.
Please. It's our show. It's a collaborative effort. We're a team. There's no I in team.
Well, I'm ready to go get those drinks. I don't know about
you. No,
you
and team either. Most deaf.
Yeah. This was a lot of fun. Ian Spector, thank you so much for being on the show. Everyone out there, highly recommend both of his books. One of them, the first one was called...
The first one is called The Truth About Chuck Norris.
Truth About Chuck Norris. This is...
Well, yeah.
Chuck Norris versus Mr. T. You can find both of them. Just go to Amazon, do a search on Ian Spector. That's with O-R on the end.
Go ahead and hold that book up so the kids can see it again,
Marty.
Or
you want to promote your
URL. Or you can go to...
Chuck Norris versus Mr. T.
And the illustration on the car, the illustrations here are awesome.
I don't know if you can show them if you want to keep this G-rated.
Yeah, if you're familiar with the book that Maddox wrote, I believe it's the same.
Yeah,
same,
we got some authors or illustrators from Maddox's book.
Really,
but yeah, if you
want
to pick it up, CVT, like Chuck versus T, book.com. It'll take you straight to Amazon.
Great. Great. See, it's hilarious. Well, read one more.
Okay. Well, can I just read from the back?
Yeah,
It actually made me laugh. The last man to make eye contact with Mr. T was Stevie Wonder. Okay, you know what? We're not making fun of blind people. It's just a funny thing to say. That's all.
Mr. T once beat a man to death with his own corpse. It's funny. Ian, great work.
Ian,
really
love
fun
you.
Having you
so
on the show.
Thanks,
you have
fun.
To come back again when you come
do.
Up with your next successful book project. And, you know, let's you and I keep talking.
Sure.
We'll come up with something fun. All right. Anything else, Sarah?
No, Martin, I'm fresh out.
All right. Hey, everyone at home, thank you so much once again for watching Twitch.
And listening. It's now an audio podcast.
It is an
remember.
Audio podcast. So people are going to be able to actually, if they miss this, they'll be able to listen to the show.
That's right, Martin.
That's fantastic.
For the first time ever. It's really exciting. So
it's going to be up there. We made the team.
We are official Twit.
So we're
going to
be up there
way.
In the lineup. Awesome.
That's, right.
That's great news,
yep.
everyone. We're going to get up on iTunes and everything.
The whole shebang.
Fantastic.
With video on the way.
How
mind
fun
you.
Is that?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's fun. It's
all right.
It's
you guys made it happen. Thank you so much for your support. We will see you next week for the Baker's Dozenth
what's that
edition. It's 13.
All
Baker's
right.
Dozen edition of This Week in Fun. Martin Sargent, follow me at Martin Sargent
on Twitter. Yes, and of course I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you so much everybody for being here. It was a great show, one of our best.
It was fun.
And it's all because of me, yeah. to be honest. Catch you next time. Bye-bye. This Week